I can't really call it a fight between the SPLA-IO and the SSPDF. But what happened was a misunderstanding between some civilians, which led the civilians killing some soldiers from the SSPDF in court. And the SSPDF responded violently against the civilians in court, burning down their houses. And that was on Sunday. But then on Monday, surprisingly, the SPLA-IO base in Kerbeck came under attack from the SSPDF, but then they were already under instruction to only watch what happened in court and not to intervene. So they withdrew to a place called Pananyang, and up to now they are still in Pananyang. They haven't gone back to Kerbeck because Kerbeck was completely destroyed by the attacking force. The leadership of SPLA-IO made communication with the SSPDF commander who was on the ground, and he managed to communicate also with their team in Juba. And at the moment, the forces that attack SPLA-IO in the hot to move out of that. And a team of SSPDF yesterday left to Nasib to go and make sure they bring the situation to an arrest and avoid further escalation of what happened. So I really can't say it was a planned attack against the SPLA-IO by the SSPDF, but I believe there are some elements within the SSPDF in Nasir who caused this situation, and they may want SPLA-IO to respond, which really never happened. At the moment, the situation is calm in Nasir and also in Kerbeck. So we are waiting for the JDB because the command of the SPLA-IO sat down this yesterday and called for JDB and Citizen to go and investigate what happened in Kerbeck.
Okay. Now, people are for peace. Why this fighting? You call it a misunderstanding between the civilian and the SSPDF. Why is this happening?
I can't answer to that, but as long as we still have guns in the hands of civilians, this kind of fighting can occur, because as long as civilians have got guns, you can't control civilians. Civilians are not under command. They only respect their chiefs and their youth leaders. So as long as we have enough guns in the hands of civilians, you can't arrest a situation like that. What is important is for the security arrangement to be completed by graduating these forces that are in the training centers, deploying them, and also working hard to be able to disarm these civilians so that such a situation doesn't happen. Because according to the voice of God, the civilians were the first to shoot at the SSPDF, killing one officer from the SSPDF.
But does this always happen? How comes? What could have triggered this?
It was a misunderstanding between some civilians. So I can't go deep into that, but I believe the local authorities on the ground and also the organizing committee or this technical team that will be sent on the ground to go and investigate will come up with exactly what transpired that violence.
So at the moment, the situation is calm. People are in their usual positions. The civilians are in their own place, and SPLA-IO have, you said, they have moved out of Kerbeck.
No, court is where the civilians were and where the attack took place first on Sunday. The SPLA-IO were in Kerbeck, so they moved out of Kerbeck and in Pananyang. So I can tell you clearly that the situation is a little bit calm. In the area, there is no real tension because the SSPDF took control of the situation by calling in the command on the ground, who is going to be brought to Juba. I don't know when, but I believe they will resolve the situation soon. But the most important one is that the JDB is organizing with Citizen to be able to go on the ground to also go and investigate what exactly happened.
Okay. As per now, what additional information would you like the public to know?
What is important is that, implementation of peace agreement is not something that is very easy. It's not a 1, 2, 3 things to be done. Peace comes from inside, from within the heart of an individual. Then it goes out. And this peace cannot only be implemented by the security officers or by soldiers. It can also be implemented by everyone. Everyone who is in South Sudan who has got a heart for peace need to make sure we move forward implementing this peace agreement. But if it is only left in the hand of the soldiers, then we cannot move forward. Because like what happened in Setback, it was going to be violence between one section of the community and against another section of the community, but only that these soldiers were only unlucky to come in the middle of it and leading to the loss of an officer. So this civilian, this armed civilian, need to understand that we need peace, and they also need peace, especially when the civilians in their area need peace. So we should implement this peace agreement in good spirit or in letter and spirit, but with a very good heart, willingly. No one should be forced to implement peace agreement. We should all come wholeheartedly as South Sudanese to implement this peace and avoid these violations and violence killing each other.
The acting spokesperson of the SSPDF, Brigadier General Santo Domich, dismissed the allegations that SSPDF forces attacked the opposition base in Ketbek. This was his statement.
In fact, what had happened, it was actually a clash between the two communities living in the same area. And as a result, I think, what were the implications? One of our officers was killed in the process. That is one side of the story. Then the other side of the story, which has never been said by the SPLA-IO, is that usually our forces used to go for fishing around the streams of Sobat River. And this is for the first time when they went for fishing. The team that were fishing came under attack. And the force which attacked our forces assumed to be from the White Army, you know, because we are not at war with the SPLA-IO, and we left it at that. But this accusation of SSPDF waging a deliberate attack against the SPLA-IO base need to be investigated, because I don't have such an information, you know. But in regard to the other two incidences, it was only one incident which was mentioned. But the situation has been stabilized when the SSPDF team was sent to the area. And, of course, more information, of course, needs to be found from the team that was sent.